Chapter 1. The Compound Effect in Action. You know that expression, slow and steady wins the race? Ever heard of the story of the tortoise and the hare? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the tortoise. Give me enough time and I will beat virtually anybody anytime in any competition. Why? Not because I'm the best or the smartest or the fastest. I'll win because of the positive habits I've developed and because of the consistency I'll use in applying those habits. I'm the world's biggest believer in consistency. I'm living proof that it's the ultimate key to success. Yet, it's one of the biggest pitfalls for people struggling to achieve. Most people don't know how to sustain it. I do, and I have my father to thank for that. In essence, he was my first coach for igniting the power of the compound effect. I was a strange child, I admit. I think I was born an adult. My parents divorced when I was only 18 months old, and my dad raised me as a single father. He wasn't exactly the soft, nurturing type. He was a former university football coach, and he hardwired me for achievement. Thanks to Dad, wake-up calls were at 6 a.m. every morning, and not by a loving tap on the shoulder or even the soft sounds of a radio alarm. No, I was awakened each morning by the repetitious, pile-driving sound of iron pounding on the concrete floor of our garage, which was situated right next to my bedroom. It was like waking up 12 feet from a construction zone. He had painted a huge "No Pain, No Gain" sign on the wall of the garage, which he stared at while he did his countless old-school strongman deadlifts, power cleans, lunges, and squats. Rain, sleet, or shine, Dad was out there in his shorts and tattered sweatshirt. He never missed a day. You could set your watch by his routine. I had more chores than a housekeeper and gardener put together. Upon returning from school, there was always a list of instructions to greet me. Pull weeds, rake leaves, sweep the garage, dust, vacuum, do the dishes, you name it. And getting behind in school wasn't tolerated. That's just the way it was. Dad was the original no excuses guy. We weren't ever allowed to stay home from school sick unless we were actually puking, bleeding, or quote-unquote showing bone. The term showing bone came from his coaching days. His players knew that they weren't allowed to come out of the game unless they were seriously injured. One time his quarterback asked to be pulled out of a game and Dad said, "Not unless you're showing bone." The quarterback pulled back his shoulder pads and sure enough, his collarbone was sticking out of his neck skin. Only then was he allowed to come off the field. One of Dad's core philosophies was, it doesn't matter how smart you are or aren't, you need to make up in hard work what you lack in experience, skill, intelligence, or innate ability. If your competitor is smarter, more talented, or experienced, you just need to work 3 or 4 times as hard. You can still beat them. No matter what the challenge, he taught me to make up in hard work for wherever I might be disadvantaged. Miss free throws at the game? Do 1,000 free throws every day for a month. Not good at dribbling with your left hand? Tie your right hand behind your back and dribble for 3 hours a day. Behind in your math? Hunker down, hire a tutor, and work like hell all summer until you get it. No excuses. If you aren't good at something, work harder, work smarter. He walked his talk, too. Dad went from being a football coach to a top salesperson. From there, he became the boss and ultimately went on to own his own company. But I wasn't given loads of instruction. From the beginning, Dad let us figure it out. He was all about taking personal responsibility. He didn't hammer on us every night about homework. We just had to show up with the results. And when you did, you were celebrated. If we got good grades, Dad would take us to this place called Pring's, an ice cream parlor where you could get these giant king banana splits. 6 scoops of ice cream, and all the fixings. Sometimes my siblings didn't fare as well in school, so they didn't get to go. Getting to go was a big deal, so you worked your butt off to win the trip. Dad's discipline served as an example for me. Dad was my idol. I wanted him to be proud of me. I also lived in fear of disappointing him. One of his philosophies is, be the guy who says no. It's no great achievement to go along with the crowd. Be the unusual guy, the extraordinary guy. That's why I never did drugs. He never harped on me about it, but I didn't want to be that guy who just went along because everybody else was doing it.